570 KVI and the Ari Hoffman Show.
I want you to get up now.
Taking off the gloves.
I want you to get mad.
Telling it like it is.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Welcoming Lars, Unleashed.
I got to say, the KVI listeners are amazing. I got an email this week that said, hey, Ari, when you talk to Lars this week, can you guys have a debate? Because the two of you differ on what you think with regard to voter fraud. So Lars, who's joining us now in the Genuine Auto Glass studio line, Lars, what's your position on voter fraud?
My position on voter fraud is it's a bad idea, it's illegal, and it happens. And I'll refer to a documentary everybody ought to watch that has Don Rumsfeld in it. And he talked about you have known knowns, you have known unknowns. You know the things you don't know, like how big a raise am I going to get this year? And then you have the unknown unknowns, the things you don't even know that you don't know. And that sounds a little mystical and weird. It's not. If you think about it, he's absolutely right. One of the unknowns is how much voter fraud is going on. And if you listen to people, like even Kim Wyman, former Secretary of State, or Secretary of State, who says, well, or former Secretary of State now, who says, oh, no, there's no voter fraud. I like Kim Wyman a lot. She's a good Republican, but I think she's wrong on this. And I think one of the ways they maintain this fiction, and it is a fiction, is they say there is no voter fraud. And I'll compare it to something, if you want a crude comparison, Ari. Back when AIDS first came around, I was covering the story, and I interviewed actually the first person with AIDS in Portland who had never been interviewed before, and he had not talked to anybody, and we hadn't had a case in Portland. This is like 40 years ago. And at the time, the then Soviet Union said, AIDS is primarily a gay, it primarily affects the gay community, and it does. It's primarily even still today, about 60% of AIDS cases involve gay Americans. And they said, we have no AIDS in Russia because homosexuality is illegal. So therefore, there are no homosexuals in Russia and or the Soviet Union. And we said, well, that's ridiculous. Of course there are some. Don't know how many, but according to them, if they said it doesn't exist, then it doesn't exist. And in the same way, people who are involved in elections say, we don't have any voter fraud. And you say, how do you know? And you say, because we haven't found any. And your next logical question should be, do you look for it? And the answer is, no, we don't. And as long as we don't look for it, there won't be any.
So let me give you my contention, which is slightly different. I'm not saying there's no voter fraud. I'm saying at least in Washington State. Now, you may know Oregon better than I do. But in Washington State, I believe that the fraud has been legalized. For example, ballot harvesting is legal here.
Yep.
There are so many other problems. So meaning there may be tons of fraud, but it's not the stuff that people keep pointing to. So for example, after the 2019 election, with regard to city council, I did some research. Are the homeless vote? And what I found is that there are tons of ballots being sent to the homeless, but they're not being returned, at least according to their records. Recently, we have a lot of people say, well, they count the ballots beforehand, and that's why you should hold your ballots till the last minute, so they don't know how many to offset them with. But now we saw Joe Kent come from behind, which kind of throws off the whole sense of that one.
No, this is where you're mistaken. I won't say you're wrong, Ari. You're mistaken. I held my ballot till election day, so did my wife. Mm-hmm. And most of my MAGA friends held their ballots. And you know what happened? On election day, the first count you got at the end of the day, showed Joe Kent down by 5,000 votes and Jamie Herrera Butler, the Rhino, was going to win. Except that as the final ballots came in, counted a week later, and there's no explanation for that, there's no reason we can't have fairly full results the day of the election as we used to with poll voting. As the ballots were counted, the last 40 or 50,000 broke hard for Joe Kent. And I would argue that's a result of exactly what you described. That is, MAGA or conservative people like me saying, I'm holding my ballot till the last minute. I'm not putting it in their hands where it can be monkeyed with. But let me tell you one of the dangers we've got. Remind me, because Oregon has automatic voter registration. I believe Washington does as well, doesn't it?
Nowadays they do, yes.
Right, which means as soon as you hit 16, as soon as you get a government ID, as soon as you get a driver's license, they will literally register you even though you can't vote until you're 18. And then when you're 18, they will send you a ballot, even if you turned 18 the day before Election Day. So tell me this, Ari, what happens to all those ballots?
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with you. I've been getting the guy who lived in my house. So he died in the bedroom of my house, right? And I was getting his ballot for 7-8 years or something like that, right?
Right. And here's where it's really dangerous. You know, if you've been involved in campaigns, and Carlson knows this too, that if you went to the elections folks and said before an election, and this is it's actually a legitimate tool, if you said, I want a list. If you're a Republican candidate, you say, I want a list of every Republican voter, and I want to know the ones who vote in every election, and they can give you a list. And then they can give you a list of all the people who, because they keep you registered for a long time, even if you don't vote, you can say, I'd like a list of all the people who are registered but haven't voted in the last election or the last two presidential elections but are still registered. If you can go to their homes or have your volunteers go to their homes and say, look, this is a really important one. We know you typically haven't voted. That's public record. We'd like you to vote. And if you make a persuasive case, what if you get an extra 1,000 votes? Right about now, Jamie Herrera Butler is wishing she had an extra 1,000 votes because that would have made the difference. Instead, she lost by about 1,000 votes. So, you know, 1,000 votes, less than 500 votes in the Christine Gregoire governor's race years ago, 557 in Florida with Al Gore and George Bush made all the difference in the world. But the danger is that if a group decides to gimmick the system, you know what burglars do? They'll go into a neighborhood and they'll look for a house that has no car parked out front, no lights on, and they will often surveil the house for up to 90 minutes. Let's look for activity. If you see no activity, you see no car in the driveway, do you know what you know about that house? You know it's empty, which means it's almost certainly empty. Now, there could be somebody in there asleep who's not showing any activity whatsoever, but there's still no car in the driveway. If you get a list of all the people registered to vote who haven't voted in the last two presidential elections but are still registered to vote, you know that if you can put your hand on their ballot, which will be sent to them, and you vote that ballot, you know, fake the signature because they've taken the signature verification down almost nothing, that when you vote that ballot will be counted as a legitimate ballot. And here's where voter fraud under vote by mail becomes very hard to detect. So say you haven't, Ari Hoffman has not voted in the last 8 years, last two presidential elections. So I go and I say, I know when the ballots are going out almost to the day. I know there's going to be a ballot show up in his mailbox. I'm going to go filch the ballot. Then I'm going to vote that ballot and I'm going to fake Ari's signature. You say, but Ari will realize it when he goes to check and see whether or not they counted his ballot. Well, if he's a guy who doesn't vote,
he's not
then he
check.
Doesn't. He doesn't check, because why would you check to see if you voted when you know yourself you didn't vote?
So
it's kind of a
concede that point. But the thing I have is that we know ballot harvesting has happened. What you're talking about takes a lot of effort. And I'm more concerned about things like ballot harvesting, which we know are having an impact.
I'm equally concerned about that. But I'm really concerned about the kind of fraud you can't detect. Ballot harvesting at least is detectable because it takes, you know, mules showing up at 3 a.m. to drop ballots. And frankly, we could have a system. If you said, listen, every single one of the ballot drop boxes has to have a camera. Cameras are cheap these days. Having them flip the video up to the internet is cheap. You say, let's just put cameras on every one. And if you said, we're going to have volunteers, not organized by the state, organized, I would say, by the political parties or the campaign, say, we're going to watch for somebody showing up with a big wad of ballots in his hand. And we're going to make ballot harvesting illegal. Now, what would still be legal is if a wife or husband, I took Tina's ballot to the elections office, that's legal. But if I show up with a dozen ballots, as some of those mules were dropping off in Dinesh D'Souza's documentary, 2,000 Mules, you'd say, hold on, why do you have a dozen ballots? Do you have a dozen voting age family members? Not likely. Then, and it would at least require an inquiry where you'd go and say, we've got video of you dropping off a dozen ballots. What explains that? And you say, well,
Well, hang on a
second. I harvested them.
So I had Dinesh D'Souza on the show. And the thing with that was when I said to him, why didn't you expose who these organizations are that they're going to?
I asked the same question while I was watching. What did he tell you?
He didn't have an answer for me. I said, are you saving it for the sequel or something? He didn't really have an answer. Because for me,
I suspected that he did it because they didn't want to get sued. Because some of those groups are backed by Soros and other very wealthy donors. And I wouldn't put it past them to say, let's light this guy up like a Christmas tree with a lawsuit that says you can't prove it. Now, there are ways of framing it on the air, saying this is the organization, this is its stated purpose, and this is the location the mules came from.
Yes.
You don't have to say, and they committed election fraud.
Exactly. You could say the people who have addresses in this building include these guys. But here's something else, getting back to the Joe Kent point. Lauren Culp did the exact same thing Joe Kent did, and he's nowhere near, he's not even within spitting distance of winning that one. So how come it worked in Joe Kent's and not Lauren Culp's?
I think because you had a sitting member of Congress like Newhouse, so that's Culp's district, but you also had a fairly strong Democrat, okay, who pulled 35% of the vote. Then you had Kent, Herrera Butler, and Heidi St. John. And Heidi St. John and Kent, Heidi St. John was about 15 points. Joe was about 20 originally and then came up enough to beat Herrera Butler. So you split the Republican vote hard three ways.
Mm-hmm.
And you already had a third of the vote to the Democrat. So if you take a third of the vote to the Democrat and you have three other candidates, Herrera Butler, Kent, and Heidi St. John, not counting the also-rans who pulled up a few points here and there, if you split the other 60 three ways, it comes up to about 20. And then the question, or 20, 21 and a and three quarters, I think is what it would come up to. Then the winner becomes the person who can pull 25.
Gotcha.
That's how it split out that way. Now, why it didn't, did they have a strong Democrat in the race with Newhouse and Culp?
Yeah, because I'm looking at the Culp numbers, and I wish we had like lots more time to do this, so we may have to make this an ongoing series every time there's an election. But with Culp, he pulled in 21%, Doug White pulled in 25%, Jared Sessler pulled in 12, and Dan Newhouse pulled in 25. You have Brad Klippert, who also pulled in 10. I mean, Culp should have done the same thing that Kent did.
Well, and I wanted Culp to win. I endorsed Culp to win. I wish I could tell you better why. I think people may have been a little off to him because Kent was running for the first time, whereas Culp had run for governor before, and he had said a few things. And I'll tell you, with all due respect to Chief Culp, because I love the guy, but the resume of Joe Kent beat the Special Forces Warrant Officer, 20 years, proud service and all that, despite all the dirty tricks they tried on him at the last minute, beats police chief of a two or three cop town.
So here's where we disagree a little
bit. That's just being blunt.
Sure. And I got to wrap up with this. But with Lauren Culp, for me, I supported him as governor, but I didn't support him at all with regard to being a candidate this time around, because every time he alleged voter fraud, if you got it, show it. And when Kim Wyman comes knocking at your door and saying, I'm going to come after you if you don't prove it, then show her the goods. And every time he had one of these online revelations, he could never produce anything. And that was my problem to a large extent.
I like Mike Lindell as well. And Mike has an awful lot of his documentary kind of regurgitated what all of us had been saying for about 6 months. And it put it together in a nice way. I'm just telling you that when you have the opportunity to cheat in the ways that you and I have described, both ballot harvesting and taking ballots that will never be detected. I've said to people that I'm registered to vote in Washington State. I used to have my ballot delivered to the office in Oregon. If I had registered online, if I'd gone in and said, I'm going to register as a voter, I'll be Christopher Larson, which is my middle name, and I'll have a birth date that's slightly off from mine. If they sent me a ballot and I voted it, how would that fraud be detected? Because I'm the only person who knows I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you ever detect that that was fraud? And the ballot was being delivered to an address that is not my home address. My home address is on file as my voter registration. But how would you detect that fraud? And when you say, well, that takes a lot of effort. Well, remember, the total difference in six states between Trump and Biden was 44,000 votes. So you need basically 12 or 15,000 votes of cheating in each state. And what did we have? Well, in Arizona, we had at least 50,000 votes. votes that the audit showed were fraudulent. And I've had people say, but they recounted. Ari, I'll use this metaphor, and I may have used it on you before. If I owe you $3,000, or Ari, and I say, Ari, I'm going to pay you back, and I'm going to pay you in cash. So I hand you an envelope, and I said, go ahead and count it. Make sure it's all there. So you count it, you come up $3,000. And then I tell you, Ari, some of those bills are very good counterfeits. Go ahead and count it again. You'd look at me and say, why should I count it again? If some of the bills are counterfeits and they're very good, if I count it again, I'll still come up with $3,000, but you've told me that some of it is counterfeit, except I have no way of telling which ones are counterfeit. So you don't know if you have $3 in your hand or $3,000, do you?
No, but okay. For me, I understand the point you're making 100%, and then with this, I got to wrap up. I have seen them having these big voter-thons inside community centers. I have seen that kind of stuff with the ballot harvesting and them hauling it in. And for me, I go with like the simple explanation, like let's take Wisconsin for a minute, where they kept the Green Party off the ballot because they know it split the vote with the Democrats last time.
Yep.
I would have loved for the Trump people to be investigating that kind of stuff as opposed to everything they got off of Twitter. I'll give the last word before I run, buddy.
I would agree with you, and I thought that unfortunately the two attorneys who did the most on all those other crazy schemes, they should have focused on the real stuff. Did you send ballots out illegally? Many states did. They sent out vote-by-mail ballots that were not allowed under state law. Stick to the stuff that's the simple stuff. I think they cheat in a very simple way.
Gotcha. Well, Lars, appreciate the conversation, even when you and I mostly see eye to eye and have a little bit difference of opinion. You can catch Lars' show every weekday from 12 to 3 right here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Lars, have a great weekend, buddy.
You too as well.
When we come back, only good news, your good news headlines and your good news giveaway. You're listening to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.